Minneapolis author Shannon Gibney made a splash with her first novel, See No Color, drawn from her life as a transracial adoptee. It won the 2016 Minnesota Book Award for Young People's Literature. Well, now she's back with her second book. It's called Dream Country. It follows several generations of a Liberian and Liberian-American family as they struggle to create lives for themselves on two continents. It traces the oft-neglected history of free blacks and former slaves who sailed back to Africa to colonize what is now known as Liberia. Here's an excerpt.
"Ain't no going back," Yasmin told them solemnly. She hoped they couldn't see that she was telling herself at the same time, hoping that she would start to believe it soon. "We dead to Master Scott, we dead to Penny, dead to everyone back on that godforsaken plantation. And we're going to be dead soon ourselves if we don't get some of these seeds in the ground." She struggled to get a hold of her words and the emotions behind them, to convey a sense of control to her children, a belief that they were in God's hands now and that he had not forsaken any country or any people, no matter how remote. "Build up the body of Christ," the preacher had said, and that was exactly what she intended to do. "Ain't nothing here for us that we don't make ourselves. That's the price of freedom." Little George began to cry, which hadn't happened since they left the other shore. It surprised both of them. For the most part, he appeared to be content in his new life, chasing chameleons and spying on colonists and heathens alike. Still, there was something soft in his gut, a dull ache for home that she worried would never leave him. "But we was more free back in Virginia." Before she even knew what she was doing, Yasmin reached up and slapped him. The sharp snap of it was as final as the sound of the whip on their bare backs, and it startled them all. But she could not let them venture down that road, not even a little. It was one thing to visit home in dreams, and quite another to express that longing in waking life. It was dangerous. Before too long, the need to go back would consume the dreamer. None of them could afford that now. "Boy," she said quietly, "don't never let me hear you say them words again."
That's author Shannon Gibney reading from her new book, Dream Country. Our Marianne Combs spoke recently with Gibney, who says the book has been 20 years in the making.
Right after I had just finished college, I was lucky enough to get a fellowship to study relationships between continental Africans and African Americans and to seek out stories. And so I decided to go to Ghana to do that work for about a year. And while I was there, I stumbled across this refugee camp of Liberian refugees just outside of Accra. And I had never heard this story at all of African Americans colonizing Liberia. I didn't know anything about that. My brain sort of exploded, you know. I've always been a voracious reader. I've always been very interested in history. But somehow this story had eluded me.
Gibney says when she returned home to Minnesota, the stories stayed with her as a very particular example of the African and African-American encounter and how historical events have pitted the two groups against one another. She struggled with how to explore this history meaningfully in fiction. 10 years later, she traveled to Liberia to learn more about the run-up to the country's first civil war. There, she fell in love with a Liberian. They eventually married. He came to the United States, and they had two children, now ages 4 and 8.
I mean, this book, it's fair to say that it completely changed my personal life as well as my writing life.
The novel moves backward in time, starting in 2008 with Kali, a 17-year-old Liberian refugee who's cracking under the pressure of being simultaneously too black and not black enough for the African-American kids at his Brooklyn Center High School. From there, it travels back in time to 1926, where Kali's ancestor, Togar, is fleeing black militia descended from African-American slaves who colonized Liberia a century earlier. Then the story jumps back to America in 1827, to Yasmin Wright and her four children as they flee a Virginia plantation for Liberia. She's lured in part by the American Colonization Society, a group that feared the rising numbers of free blacks in the colonies. Then the story shifts forward in time again, eventually ending in present-day Minnesota. Ever present is the tension between one kind of African and another, the destructive power of white colonization, and the unending struggle to build a secure home and future.
It's just hard, this kind of story, to write cross culturally and to write across chasms. But that's what the story is about. There's all of these cultural, familial, racial, other kinds of chasms, and yet we're still connected. So what does that mean? And what do we do with these stories that really have not been told in the larger public discourse? And I think one of the arguments that the book is making is that silence is not usually the best response to those chasms and to trauma. So we have to attempt it, even though it's going to be imperfect.
You dedicated this book to your children.
Yes.
And your children are both Liberian American and African American.
Yes.
By birth.
Yes.
What do you hope they can take away from this story?
I hope that they can come to understand the complexity of their family, the complexity of their heritage and their cultures when they're old enough to read it. You know, it's not that one person is wrong and the other person is right. That does happen sometimes, but a lot of times that's not it. I hope they can also see themselves in some of the characters and maybe get some pieces of history. I mean, this is another thing. A lot of these stories have not yet been written. Liberian refugees, Liberian American experience here in Minnesota and beyond. You're talking about African American interaction with Liberian Americans here and on the continent. It just hasn't been written. The history hasn't even been written. And so a lot of times we have to use our art. It becomes this historical artifact in a way, to kind of understand our experience.
You're writing yourself into the world.
Yes. Yeah. And hopefully my children, too.
Shannon Gibney's book, Dream Country, goes on sale today. She'll be celebrating its launch tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Recital Hall on the campus of St. Catharines University in St. Paul. She has readings next week at Red Balloon Bookshop and Shoreview Library. Covering the arts, I'm Marianne Combs, Minnesota Public Radio News.